say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846-4CA.
Well, if you were listening before news, David at Edge Hill was painting a pretty bleak picture of just how insurance costs are tending to go through the roof, particularly now with all these out-of-control, well, criminal children breaking into homes, terrorising people, but of course doing all sorts of damage, smashing cars up, etc. What's happening? Insurance costs on your car and on your home going through the roof. One of his quotes, 35% up. So that's just the beginning. Have a listen to this. This was Cairns Post yesterday. What should be an exciting time for first home buyers has turned sour as rate hikes and cost of living pressures leave some Cairns residents scrimping to cover large and expected mortgage increases. I would imagine some people are struggling to sleep at the moment because it's coming from all sides. Here's an example. Toby Phillips and his wife moved into their new Smithfield house 2 months ago. They've already seen a $210 increase in their weekly repayments. That's another $210 they've got to find before we start on all these other explosions in cost. Look at 35% electricity next year. Where the hell did that come from? Anyway, the couple have been forced to leave half the house unfurnished, rent out their downstairs area to help pay the bills. Mr. Phillips, age 34, felt anxious. He felt anxious watching the RBA lift its official cash rate to 2.6% last week, the highest it's been in 7 years. The sixth time interest rates have been raised in as many months as the central bank attempts to curb rising inflation. Goes on then to quote Dave Hayden, who you hear on the program most mornings. He's away at the moment from Kelly Wealth, saying the hit to mortgage holders has been bigger and more brutal than many imagined. The speed of the rate rises has caught a lot of people off guard. He said basically people were being led to believe that there wouldn't be interest rate rises for all of 2022. And then, of course, that narrative's completely changed. It's coming from every corner. The explosion in cost of living. Now, I put a call through to Roger Ward. In these circumstances, always I turn to him for his words of wisdom. He's the Senior Fellow Financial Services Institute of Australasia and Director of Cairns Mortgage Brokers. Hello, Roger.
Good morning, John.
What are your customers saying to you? I presume some of them are struggling to sleep, are they?
Some of them are. Especially the ones that purchased their properties in the last 2 years when the rates were low. A lot of them went in and they were having very low rates in the 2%. Some of them locked into fixed rates and with a 1 in front of them, say 1.9%. The people with fixed rates, most of those rates were sort of 2 or 3 year rates and they'll be maturing over the next 12 to 18 months. So those people are okay, but the variable rate clients, a lot of them have experienced fairly significant increases in their loan repayments. And on average, in the last 6 months, people's home loan repayments have increased by about 36%. And they'll be even higher at Christmas by the time these most recent two rate hikes work their way through the banking system.
So 36%, and we're talking about 35% electricity. Just before we had a caller talking about the insurance for the home going up 35%. Of course, car insurance is going to go through the roof now with the number of cars being stolen, etc. It's coming in on every front, Roger. How do people cope?
Yeah, well, the Reserve Bank is getting its desired effect. This is the interesting thing about monetary policy. It's sort of the dead hand of interest rate movements upwards. The money doesn't go anywhere. It's literally sucked straight out of the economy. And when you think about, and when you break it down on for some homeowners, their home loan repayments might have gone up, like your previous call, it was $210 a week. That money goes nowhere and does anything. That money is literally taken straight out of people's disposable income and then heads off into the banking system, never to be seen again. So there's other headwinds in the economy as well at the moment. People's borrowing capacity in the last 6 months has dropped about 26%. which means that not only is heat being taken out of the real estate market by, you know, people being scared off by these higher interest rates and having to make higher repayments, you know, there's also that issue of people wanting to enter into the market. Their home loan borrowing capacity has been declining, so they're essentially removed from the market. So the interesting thing about the Cairns market, though, is the stunning resilience of housing prices. And I noticed I was reading the Heron Todd White September review for the housing market, and I note that in their report that Cairns and Townsville are still in the growth phase of the housing market, and they're experiencing potential for even more gains. So that's quite incredible resilience.
Well, it is for the moment. You made an interesting point too. Those people on those fixed loans, they're okay. Everyone else is going to be struggling, but they'll be okay. But they're only going to be on the fixed rate for another year or maybe 2 years or whatever, as you pointed out. Ultimately, it's like the Grim Reaper waiting at the end of the street for them too. But are you suggesting perhaps the surge in these interest rates might have already come to an end by then and might be in retreat?
That may be the case, but, you know, for those people who are coming off those rates, you know, 1.9%, it'll still be a very hard landing. You know, a lot of them will be landing on interest rates, depending on the package that they're on, but they could be going straight from 1.9% up to 5.5% or 6%. Mm. So that will be a very hard landing for them. But now the interesting thing is that, you know, the Far North has this other dead hand on it, which is this insurance issue that we've got going up here. And I do note that the promises of the federal government's $10 billion reinsurance scheme, which started in July, an interesting fact about that is not one insurer has joined that scheme. Not one. And you would think that with that opportunity, that the insurers would want to be getting in early to get the competitive advantage on the competition. But, you know, there has to be some serious questions about what's going on with that scheme, because insurers really, it's a free ticket for them, for the federal government to be willing to step in and cover such a large liability for cyclones. It really beggars belief about what's going on with that scheme.
It is going to be compulsory, though, for banks, isn't it?
It is. They have to join by the end of 2023, but there's a Senate committee review going on of that scheme, which is going to be starting at the beginning of November. And it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. And I think that what they will be talking about is maybe broadening access to the scheme, because the most recent devastating floods that they had in Brisbane were generated from a low pressure system, a large one that moved down the coast. Mm. And that scheme, that federal government scheme, wouldn't have been able to be used for that because they didn't declare that low pressure system as a cyclone, and that's the trigger for the new scheme. Mm. So it wouldn't be surprising if there's some type of tinkering around with the scheme before the insurers start jumping in.
Now, Roger, with all this money being sucked out of the economy, fundamentally headed towards the dead hand of the banking industry, what happens to the economy? I mean, clearly, without that money circulating, a whole lot of businesses are going to be struggling, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You know, the transactional activity within the economy, the velocity of that starts to decline. The other thing that happens is consumer spending starts to change. And what is happening already is that consumer spending habits are changing, and people are saving a little bit more because of the uncertainty. Other things that happen is that people think that instead of buying consumer goods, they might put a little bit more off their mortgage. Despite how those ones that can, Other people might be a bit strapped and they can't put any more towards their mortgage, but that can be a really good thing in uncertain times.
Yeah.
So the higher interest rates are sort of compounded by changes in consumer spending, and we're expecting that to roll out over the next 6 months.
Yeah. Well, this has been, as usual, an excellent update, Roger. Appreciate this.
Thank you, John.
It's Roger reporting from the front line, really, because he's the Senior Fellow Financial Services Institute and also Director Cairns Mortgage Brokers, Roger Ward.